The Home Talent Baseball League has been around since 1929. They began another season yesterday with games in the Western Section. The Dodgeville Knights were winners against the Pine Bluff Mount Horeb Bluffers 6-5. Hollandale with a 14-1 win over the Beavers of Argyle. Wyota 3-2 over Verona. The Arena A's beat the Belleville Raiders 8-6. Blanchardville Bullets over Musket A's Mudcats 16-1. And Scholesburg Benton 6-5 over Ridgeway in a 10-inning game. From the north yesterday, Middleton was a winner against Sauk Prairie 8-1. Ashton 9-2 over Cazenovia's Reds in a game played in Cazenovia yesterday. Reedsburg 20, Wanakee 6, and Mazamani 10-5 over Black Earth. In the southeast, Stoughton with a win against Utica 8-5. Cambridge 17-8 over McFarland. And Monona was a winner against Columbus 14-8. High school baseball over the weekend. Saturday, Riverdale hosted a Riverdale Invitational. Lancaster was a winner by a score of 4-1 on Saturday. Ethan Cagle had a strong pitching performance, going 5 innings and striking out 6. Eli Campbell would go 2-for-3. In the other game, Highland was a winner, 6-5 over Riverdale. It was River Valley getting the win against Ithaca in a close game Saturday, 6-2. Prescott 13-6 over Platteville. East Dubuque 17-0 over Southwestern. And Mount Horeb 11-1 over Wisconsin Heights. At Viroqua's Triangular, Royal defeated Richland Center 2-1. And Viroqua winner against Richland Center 9-2. Viroqua defeated Royal 3-2. At Dodgeville Saturday, Portage was a winner 5-0 over Dodgeville. Cambridge 9-2 over Fenimore. Fenimore defeated Dodgeville 4-2 and Portage over Cambridge 10-7. It was a win for Iowa Grant over Pecatonica 13-1. Beloit Memorial beat Pecatonica 11-7 and Iowa Grant over Beloit Memorial 11-1. At the Belleville Triangular, 10-7, West Salem over Belleville. Baraboo beat West Salem 10-3 and Baraboo 14-3 over Belleville. High school softball Saturday, Mount Horeb was a winner over River Valley 11-4. Reedsburg 1-0 over Wanakee. At the Viroqua Invite, Viroqua 5-3 over Brookwood. Iowa Grant with a win against Kickapoo 10-2. Brookwood 11-7 over Kickapoo. And Iowa Grant beat Viroqua 10-2. In soccer action, according to Coach Shawnee Fink, the Hornets played more like themselves Saturday at Aquinas, but still fell by a score of 4-0. Next up, conference rematch against Prairie du Chien coming up on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock for senior night. 5 senior players, including Lily Tidrick, Selah Nelson, Erlyn Wallace, Naomi Sherwood, Gabriella Tony Bruckner, and 3 senior managers, including Lucy Joyce, Dorian Anderson, and Ethan Gold, will be honored at halftime tomorrow night. Also, Lodi 6-1 over River Valley on Saturday. River Valley edged Madison Country Day, Abundant Life Christian, St. Ambrose 1-0. And Sugar River over Baraboo 7-1 also on Saturday. The WIAA has released the pairings for the upcoming WIAA softball tournament. The seedings finally were complete over the weekend. Some games will be played as early as this coming Thursday. Weston will be playing at Lafarge in the opening round of the tournament. The winner of that will play at Ithaca. The Bulldogs garnered a number one seed in their half sectional. Also, Wunniwuk Center will be hosting North Crawford in the first round. The winner will play number 2 Brookwood. Kickapoo and Hillsboro will play next Tuesday, and DeSoto and Seneca as well. Royal will be hosting Cochrane Fountain City. In other Division 4 action, Riverdale will get a first-round game at home against Boscobel this Thursday, and the winner will face Mineral Point at Mineral Point next Tuesday. Parkview will play at Darlington as well, with a winner to play at number 1 Cuba City. Fenimore will host Wisconsin Heights. Moving to Division 3, Richland Center has had marked improvement this year in softball. They're a number 4 seed, and they'll get a home game next Tuesday and take on number 5 Lancaster. River Valley, with a 9th seed, will play at number 8 Westby. The winner will face number 1 seed Dodgeville the following week on Tuesday night. Viroqua will host Boston, with a winner to play at Prairie du Chien in the next round of tournament softball. Division 2, Sauk Prairie will be at La Crosse Logan. The winner will play at number 1 seed Mount Town Horeb. Number 5, Reedsburg will take on number 4, Portage, a week from tomorrow. Seeding meetings get underway this week for high school baseball teams, and their tournament will begin in 2 weeks. Games going on today. Well, Richland Center had a game scheduled today with softball action. That's been moved to tomorrow, and lots of conference track meets. And the way the weather is sounding, it doesn't look real favorable for conference track meets tomorrow. But the Southwest Conference meet is to be at Dodgeville. Also, tomorrow, Richland Center baseball set to host Dodgeville, and the Richland Center soccer teams set to host Prairie du Chien. For River Valley, they have action going on today in softball at Lancaster, and we'll have a broadcast from Ithaca today on WRCO, FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Bulldogs will be hosting North Crawford in both baseball and softball. We'll have a broadcast from the Baseball Diamond. It's a big one today at Cazenovia. Weston looking to get that conference title outright, leading by a game over Seneca, will take on Seneca at Cazenovia Memorial Park. That game time is slated for 4:30 this afternoon. Also, Seneca plays at Weston in softball. And Kickapoo is on the road at Waseca Steuben High School today. Jackson Churio robbed Royce Lewis of a potential tying home run in the eighth inning, and the Brewers ended the Twins' 13-game win streak with a 5-2 victory. Isaac Collins and Sal Frelick each drove in 2 runs to help the Brewers end the second-longest win streak in Twins history. The Twins won 15 straight in 1991, a season that ended with a World Series title. Lewis homered for the Twins in the fourth inning, but on his long drive in the eighth, Churio timed his jump perfectly and reached his gloved hand over the wall to make the catch. Brewer baseball can be heard all season long on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Brewers are getting set to host Baltimore in a series that gets underway this evening. Elsewhere in baseball, Atlanta 10-4 over Boston. Miami beat Tampa Bay 5-1. Washington 10-4 over Baltimore. Cincinnati 3, Cleveland 1. Kansas City 2-1 over St. Louis. The Cubs 6-2 over the White Sox. It was San Francisco 3, the Athletics 2. Seattle 6-1 over San Diego. The Angels 6, Dodgers 4. Yankees 8-2 over the Mets. In the National League, Philadelphia 1-0 over Pittsburgh. Arizona 1-0 over Colorado. It was American League action where Houston was a 4-3 winner over Texas, Detroit 3, and Toronto 2. Bucks fans await for the decision that will come out of a meeting this week between superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo and the front office. The parties plan to discuss the team's direction. The meeting could determine whether Giannis is with the team next season. The player has told reporters that competing for more NBA titles means more to him than staying in Milwaukee. ESPN reports Milwaukee has an old and expensive roster with no obvious path to get back into contention right now. In the NBA yesterday, Oklahoma City over Denver, 125-93. From the NHL playoffs, 6-1, Florida beat Toronto. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship for his third major title. He won by 5 shots, but this one was a nail-biter until the final hour. And reaching an agreement with number one draft choice Matthew Golden means only one Packer rookie remains unsigned. Golden's 4-year agreement is worth a little over $17.5 million. Second-rounder Anthony Belton is the only Green Bay draft pick who has not signed up yet. I am Phil Nee with a look at sports.